not Mr. Cooper, but...
Mrs. Cooper.
Mrs. Cooper. The lady who married your uncle is...
My aunt.
And it's not my aunt, but...
Our aunt?
Or you said your...
Your aunt? Wait.
Yeah, that's right.
Now, what did you ask me?
I just wanted to get the combination your plus aunt together, and I got it finally. It doesn't make any difference whether it made sense or not. I don't care. Eisenhower, before he became president, was in the Army, and his official rank was...
Colonel?
Or his five-star...
General.
General. Mm-hmm. He's going to have that return to him, too.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Now, do you ever have a term for a part-time preacher around here? A preacher who's not full-time, he's just part-time?
Interim, what you call him? Does that sound sensible?
Interim? Mm-hmm. You ever hear of a jackleg preacher? There's some real funny names for these. A yard axe is another one. A Bible banger. Oh, you get some strange ones. Not so much around here. I haven't heard many.
No.
Now, the man before whom a trial is conducted in court, he wears a long black gown. He's the...
He's the judge.
And a person who goes to school is a scholar, a pupil, or a...
student.
And the lady who takes dictation and types the letter up for the boss.
Stenographer.
And in other words, she's a private
secretary.
And the town officers in Sandwich are called the
mayor and aldermen.
Aldermen.
Mm-hmm.
And there might be one alderman
for every ward.
We have eight aldermen.
Sometimes two. I think maybe there is two aldermen to every ward.
Yeah, we got eight aldermen now because we got four wards. They're gonna have.
Mm-hmm. And you're not a Canadian. You're
American.
You said a while ago. Well, you mentioned this a while ago, but I get it again. A man who doesn't have white skin, he has black skin. He's a what?
He's a Negro.
And. If you wanted to refer to him in a derogatory term, as many people do in various parts of the country, you'd call him a what?
Well, they call him a nigger.
And do you ever call him a darkie?
Well, darkie, a darkie.
That would be offensive, would it?
The lower is the nigger, isn't it?
That's probably the worst you could call him around.
Yes,
yeah,
that's it.
I never knew it because I never been around it.
No, not
but,
many around here.
But I've understood that's the worst that you can call him.
Mm-hmm.
How about coon?
Well, coon was a coon.
Yes,
I'd
say so.
Yes, that was. I've heard that.
How about colored man? Is that bad?
No, I would say
no.
That was correct.
You might say that to his face.
Yes, I'd say you're a colored man or son. I don't think that would be offensive.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Now, do you have a word for a man who never gets into town much? When he does, he looks kind of foolish.
Hayseed?
Well,
they're a farmer. They call me, you should say, think the farmers were hayseeds, you know.
They ever say hick for them?
Hick is right.
Or hick. Backwoodsman or something? This doesn't necessarily mean a farmer, but somebody who live out in the country and just run a manufacturing company or something.
Yes, you can't tell.
But if he's out of step with the rest of the world.
Well, yeah, that's...
Probably hayseed is what to do in hick. The man who brings the letters every day is a...
Mailman. Mail carrier. Or mailman.
And, you want to go someplace, and you're in a hurry to go, and somebody else isn't quite ready. And you say, when are you going to be ready? And he says, oh, I'll be ready in a minute.
2 minutes.
Just a minute?
Usually 2 minutes around here.